The National Weather Service has released their assessment of the tornado that devastated the Vermeer Mile Thursday. Meteorologists determined the storm was rated an EF3 on the Enhanced Fujita scale, with estimated wind speeds topping out at 144 miles an hour. The tornado was on the ground and caused damage from T14 near Elkhorn Drive through 228th Avenue, crossed over 240th Avenue north of Fulton, and crossed through Vermeer's campus. Extensive damage to structures, trees, buildings, power lines, utility poles, and vehicles was reported. Governor Kim Reynolds and Congressman Dave Lobsack both toured the damage at Vermeer Corporation after Thursday's tornado ripped through the mile. Reynolds told KNIA Cabrales News she feels for all impacted, and her office is working with local agencies to provide help to those in need. Reynolds says she has a special connection with Vermeer and the Andringa family.
You know, I've gotten to know Mary and Jason and the family. Mary served on the STEM Advisory Council with me. She's been involved, and they've been involved in the Iowa Business Council, leaders in their communities. So, of course, you know, I was so thankful that I was able to actually reach out and talk to her. You know, you question whether you should call or bother them, but I just wanted to let her know that Iowans and I was thinking of her and praying for her and Jason and the family and all of the employees. But what I know of this family and what I know of them is there is no doubt that they will come back stronger and better. It's who they are at their core. It's who we are as Iowans. And when I talked to Mary and they were making sure that all of their employees were fine and taken care of, and they're already looking at what they need to do to continue to provide a product to customers all around the world. So I have no doubt that they will come back stronger and better. And just, again, the community as a whole, just amazing how they step up.
The KNIA Cabrales Severe Weather Action Team was on the air from 3:37 to 4:45 p.m. Thursday, providing live coverage of multiple tornado warnings impacting northern Marion County and southern Jasper County. Nearly the entire staff contributed to coverage, with reports from Pella and Monroe and numerous listeners calling in reports from Highway 163 and parts of Marion and Jasper counties. WeatherEye meteorologists also provided numerous live updates about the location of rotation and the dangers of the storm. Find photos, videos, and additional details about Thursday's tornado near Pella at KNIAKBRLS.com and stay tuned for updates. Pella Fire Chief Doug Van Gorkum is thankful to all of the first responders that came to help in a big time of need for the Tulip City.
I was the incident commander of this scene, and I would just like to, on behalf of our department, thank all the departments. We had 12 departments show up from different areas coming in, offering their services. Things went extremely smooth with that many personnel on hand. We were able to make sure that every one of the first responders was safe. There were 8 different EMS services with 13 ambulances on scene, which was great for us. As far as I'm concerned, this is the biggest thing I've ever had to tackle, and I just want to say thank you to all the departments that took part in this.
Among the agencies that responded were Pleasantville Fire, Soli Fire and Rescue, New Sharon Fire, Knoxville Fire and Rescue, Knoxville Rural Township Fire, Reisner, Grinnell, La Villa, Bussey, and Monroe, as well as the Marion County Sheriff's Office, Marion County Emergency Management, Mahaska County Emergency Management, the Jasper County Sheriff's Office, the Iowa State Patrol, and the Iowa Department of Transportation. Vermeer CEO Jason Andringa says they are hopeful they will be able to get production started sometime next week, but in the meantime, their focus remains on making sure their employees are okay and how to proceed with storm cleanup.
We're continuing to assess what our production might look like. At this point, we are quite optimistic that we may be able to get some of our production going again next week, starting early in the week. In the near term, we think we're going to be able to ramp up even more production. As the governor referenced, and as I've mentioned before, we do have 2 manufacturing facilities that sustained heavy damage. So that's going to be a long-term project. But we feel as though early next week, we're optimistic that we can get at least some of our production back up and going, and in the near term, get more than half of our production up and going.
Lobsack says any help will start with state agencies before it gets to the federal level, but his office is prepared to help in any way if help is needed.
My understanding is the governor was here earlier, and whatever declaration has to begin at the state level. And if that happens, then it'll have to meet a certain threshold in terms of dollars for the county as a whole. And this is part of the county. But that remains to be seen. We're going to monitor the situation. The insurance folks are out here. We're out here already trying to assess the damage. And that's what will determine whether we go ahead with that or not.